For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Governor Tim Walz delivered his 8th and final State of the State address Tuesday. The Minnesota Reformer reports he started by recounting the awful moments of the past year, including the assassination of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, the death of 2 students at Annunciation Catholic Church, and the death of 2 Minnesotans during Operation Metro Surge. Walz called it a, quote, season of grief. During his nearly 40-minute speech, he praised the resilience of Minnesotans.
Indeed, over the last several months, the world has seen our strength, a strength that comes not from our politics, but from our people. From all the work we do here in St. Paul, the real work of moving our state forward is happening in communities across the state.
The Reformer notes Walz's tone was different from last year, when he sounded more like a candidate, attacking President Donald Trump and painting himself as the leader Minnesota needs. Walz suspended his re-election campaign in January as backlash grew over widespread social services fraud. After the address, House Speaker and leading Republican candidate for Governor Lisa Damith said Walz's legacy is higher prices, lower test scores, and more divisive partisanship. Great Tales Animal Rescue unveiled its new facility Tuesday in Cohasset. The ribbon cutting has been years in the making. Great Tales began in 2018 after the abrupt closure of the Humane Society. For the last few years, the nonprofit has been fundraising and learning how to build a sustainable shelter model. While Great Tales will remain primarily foster-based, the building in Cohasset's Industrial Park will soon be filled with barks and meows. Its budget will allow Great Tales to hold at least 30 cats and about 8 to 10 dogs in the first year as it transitions to having paid staff.
This is 100% volunteers that have raised this money and got this building up.
Maureen Rosado is a Great Tales volunteer.
There's not one paid person with Great Tales, so that in itself is impressive. And the building is gorgeous. They've done a really thoughtful job in making this a great place for animals in our community.
Great Tales Animal Rescue will host a grand opening May 30th. The Cloquet Esco Carlton Sports Cooperative will end after nearly 2 decades if the consolidation of Carlton and Renshaw moves forward. The Duluth News Tribune reports the Cloquet School Board voted Monday to dissolve the partnership with Carlton. Last year, 14 Carlton students played on co-op teams, costing Cloquet $22,000. Like many districts, Cloquet is facing a budget deficit. The Minnesota State High School League hasn't answered questions about how the impending consolidation would affect the co-op, and board member Dave Battaglia told the News Tribune the board was worried about the cost of adding Renshaw kids to the co-op. The districts plan to consolidate July 1st. Renshaw voters will decide on the move May 12th after a petition triggered a special election. If the consolidation vote fails, the CEC co-op will continue. Central Lakes College is among 7 schools selected for workforce development grants from the State Department of Employment and Economic Development. Chelsea Perkins has more.
Using the $50,000 grant, the college will partner with Eagan-based Summit 360, a technology equipment supplier and recycler. Summit 360 and CLC will develop a 64-hour, 6-course training. This training will cover workplace communication, leadership skills, business literacy, AI and productivity tools, and more. Anoka Ramsey Community College was awarded a $400,000 grant to work with Lexington Manufacturing, which has a Brainerd location. They will develop a 2-year training program focused on integrating AI-based systems. And Northland Community and Technical College in Alexandria will use a $100,000 grant to work with Consolidated Equipment Group on a training to be delivered at the group's Foston Manufacturing Facility. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon will host a virtual town hall about the midterm elections. Simon will talk with David Becker, the executive director and founder of the Center for Election Innovation and Research. There will also be an opportunity for the public to ask questions. The virtual town hall is set for 7 to 8 p.m. Thursday. Find more information on how to register at kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.